Basketball segment here now for you as they get ready for three games in 3 days at the Sterling Invitational. They'll start off with the Eagles of Kingman coming up tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. And then Friday and Saturday they'll continue on. So a little bit of an altered schedule. They originally supposed to play Tuesday night, but instead, with the weather and some of the teams over east canceling school, they moved it to a 3 games in 3 days tournament there, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be kind of Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, but it should be a fun tournament. One of our players joining us here is going to be Junior Jackson Rumford. And how are you doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And I tell you what, it's got to be a little weird. You had 3 days of practice this week. What was that like? I mean, it's been forever.
Well, it was kind of tough. After that Holcomb loss, just getting back in practice, you know, you really want to go out and play another game and redeem yourself. But, you know, we just kind of had to get back to it at practice. You didn't have a great week, but ended off the week today great. And I think we're going to be ready to go for this tournament.
You kind of like you had that earlier in the season in December, the 3 games in 3 days. Do you kind of like that?
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to be tired, but, I mean, those other teams are going to be going through it too. So there's really no excuse for, you know, how we perform. Everyone's going through it too, and I think it's going to be a good experience for us.
I know it was a frustrating loss for you guys at Holcomb, but what are some things that you guys learned from that game that you can kind of fix and correct as you go through this stretch this weekend?
A big thing was physicality. They played harder, and we really didn't post up very well. And so we worked a lot at practice this week on posting up and utilizing our size more. And so this tournament, we're going to try to get a lot more of the posts involved and just run more of an offense. We didn't do a great job against Holcomb running an offense too. And, you know, they called a play every time they had the ball, and sometimes half the time we didn't even call anything. And so that's where they had us beat too, and they just played better D, harder than us, and I think, but we're ready to go. So,
what do you think you've gotten better at this year?
I think I started off the season not shooting great, just like last year, kind of. But I'm starting to heat back up a little bit, just kind of get out of that slump, and I think I'm getting a little bit better passing and making better decisions as well. And I think I'm getting a lot more comfortable shooting a little harder shots. I'm trying to take control a little bit more, and so I'm probably going to shoot one that may not be a great shot, but I'm comfortable with it, so it's a good shot in my book.
All right. Well, hopefully things go well for you. I know it's kind of fun playing over at the Sterling College gym, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. It's a really nice gym. I love how grippy the court is, for sure. That's a really good plus to it, and it's just always been a good gym and nice facility for us, so it's fun to play in there.
All right, well, hopefully things work out well for you. Congratulations on a good start, and hopefully get a few wins here this week.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Jackson Rumford joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City. We now talk here with Coach Brian Gentry. Well, it's got to be kind of nice for you as well, Coach. Monday, you were anticipating having a Tuesday game, and then that kind of got still planning on Tuesday after first round of postponements, and then it got moved to Thursday. So you got strung together 3 straight days of practice. And how have the players responded after kind of a tough loss at Holcomb last Friday night?
Well, I think, you know, Jackson kind of alluded to that. But me going into it, it was a little bit different than our players. You know, when we got back after practice, because even when we did, you know, it still wasn't normal. You know, we had, you know, delay, and we had some weather issues, and you know, so obviously these guys wanted to get back on the court as soon as possible. I was looking at it as a possibility of having, you know, 3 practices, which it seems like we haven't had. So I was looking at it like this is a great time for us, you know, to kind of work on some things. But They really just wanted to go play somebody. So the first couple of practices were a little rough, but like he said, today's was great. And I think we just have to understand, you know, there's a lot of things in that Holcomb game that were just not us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you look back on it, and it was just, and kind of chalk it up. Like it is what it is, and we just didn't play well. Offensively, defensively, we started out great. And then we just kind of got away from what we do. And they did not. You know, they kind of got up in us and defended us. And, you know, whatever happened in the fourth quarter happened. And you just got to learn from it, move on.
You're right there. And luckily, you don't have to go back there this year.
Right. You know, not for sub-state, nothing. And that's great.
Yeah.
The game was – it was just us making some mistakes in the wrong time. You know, offensively, we don't normally call a whole bunch of stuff because our offense flows through the first, you know, couple of actions that we run. We just didn't run them very well. You know, we didn't get downhill with our guards and our post players just they didn't post up as much as they could have. And credit that to Holcomb, you know, because they did a good job defending it, and they were very physical. So we just have to be, you know, a little bit better in bigger moments because, you know, defensively we got some hand checks that were – I don't know. They were hand checks, I guess. So, but we put ourselves in really bad spots. And for us, that's not smart on our part. We can't have, you know, two of the four quarters where the other team's already shooting, you know, two free throws 4.5 minutes in. And that's kind of the game. We just couldn't get into a flow offensively, and we put them at the free throw line, which was the difference maker. But today, you know, our guys had really good attitudes and really came in and did a great job. I mean, I think they're ready to go. And if the team that I get to see at practice plays in games for everybody else to see, I mean, you're going to see something pretty special. We just have to be a little bit smarter and a little bit more patient.
Well, yeah, you got another opportunity here, 3 games in 3 days, and it starts with Kingman coming up tomorrow. And this is a team, you know, doesn't have the glossiest of records in the world, but they're still not too bad. Looks like they got a pretty good one of their good players is a couple seniors.
Yeah, you know, the Davidson kid's a good kid. He's a strong kid. He plays hard. so they lose their point guard, you know, from last year that kind of made them go. But they've still got, you know, some decent size. They do not have the best of records, but they've got a solid team. They do some things defensively that are a little bit unique. The look of it, you know, kind of a 1-3-1, and then it kind of mixes with a 3-2 and a 2-3, and it's not, I don't want to call it a matchup zone, but again, it doesn't really matter what it is that they do if our guys will take advantage of the advantage that we have. And today, it's no different. You know, we throw the ball into the post 95% of the time today, and then we shoot the ball from the perimeter better than we ever have today. You know, so those inside-out shots are the shots that we're seeking. So we just have to do a good job of understanding it. And it's not the prettiest thing. And in today's players, you know, they want to get out there on the perimeter, and they want to handle the ball and shoot threes and things like that. But and our guys will have plenty of those opportunities. You just have to still do what it is that we do to make us succeed. And when we understand that, we're pretty darn good.
Absolutely. And I was going to ask you this before I let you go, and it's last week it was you found out that they're going to experiment with the shot clock. Is this going to be something that you like, kind of like seeing here in the future?
Oh, bring it on. That thing won't get to 20 seconds before we shoot it, though. All right. So, but seriously, I do like it. I don't think many of our teams in our league would oppose it. But, I mean, and I really like it for example, you know, Friday night. You know, we're playing defense for extended periods of time, and that's smart strategy on their part because there is no shot clock, and they made us guard and foul, and they got to the free throw line. We've got more than enough quick hitters to survive with the shot clock era. They can, you know, so the sooner the better, I think. But I think it just develops better basketball players because, you know, there are teams that are out there that are just running clock because they don't have the players to compete. So from a basketball, you know, fundamental and developmental aspect of it, I mean, it only makes players better because they have to, you know, get in the gym and they have to practice and they have to develop the tools that they will need to score a little bit quicker to develop an advantage. So I think the shot clock is a great idea, and I you know, I'm looking forward to it.
It'll definitely change strategy for sure next year again.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, when they approved it a couple of years ago for people to start kind of doing, and we just kind of sat on it for a little bit. You know, I'm glad it's finally here, and I'm excited. I hope our league is the same way, and I hope, you know, that they vote on it and everybody do it, because right now it's only going to be the home team has the decision whether or not they're going to use it or not. And I don't want to have a shot clock in our gym and then go to a couple other league schools or anywhere else where it's not there, you know. But and I honestly think, you know, once this does work, I hope they will go to, you know, all levels of it, because it's so many of these varsity teams have JV players.
Yep.
So you know, you're literally playing two different games. So you know, I hope it's very successful. I think it will be, and I look forward to it, you know, progressing down the ranks.
Well, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Thanks again for the time here, and I'll see you a few more days here this week down at Sterling.
All right, looking forward to it, Adam.